206-286-8686.
We're talking about heaven's language. Okay, heaven's language. I started, and I'll start this by sharing a dream that I had perhaps a year or so ago, maybe a little longer. A prominent preacher, if I spoke his name, you'd know who I was talking about, took me by the arm and led me up a set of narrow stairs, a narrow staircase, and it was dark outside, and we went inside, and as we went up the staircase, as I looked down at my feet, I didn't have my shoes on anymore, I had a pair of sandals on. And as I looked, I saw the border of a white robe. I didn't have my clothes on anymore, I had a robe. And as we got closer to the top of the stairs, the light started to shine really bright. And as we entered the room there, it was as though we went back into ancient Rome or Greece. You know, the large pillars, the marble pillars, everything was marble. Everything was white. It was beautiful. As I looked around, there were cots, white cots. Not very many, but enough like in a circle. It was a round room. And laying on the cots were these people. And they were laying on their stomachs and they were facing each other and they were talking. When I heard them talk, I knew right away the language was not an earthly language. Now, you know, only God can make you to understand something like that. You know, there's a whole lot of languages I've never heard. But when I heard this one, I knew it wasn't of the earth. They were talking back and forth. And as I listened, and you know, when I woke from that dream, I did all I could to try to remember, you know, just a syllable. Couldn't remember nothing. I just knew it was a language they were talking. But the Lord spoke to me in the dream and said, I'm going to teach you this language. Excuse me. It was a heavenly language. It was an angelic language. The ones that were on the cots were angels. And they were talking to one another. What? I don't know. Till today, I don't know what they were saying. But the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm going to teach you this language. Someone say, heavenly language.
Heavenly language.
Let me start by giving you a definition of language. First, when I traveled to Africa, many places that we visited, especially in East Africa, it's probably prominent over the whole continent, but many places we visit, we can be in a region as large as St. Lucie County, and there may be upwards 10, 20 different dialects, tribal, where one tribe living on the west side speaks one language, the tribe living on the south side speaks a whole other language, and they're tribal. Language. Let me give you a definition. The word language is the words, their pronunciation, and the methods of combining them, which is used and understood by a community. The words, their pronunciation, and the methods of combining them, which is used and understood by a community. Let me pause there for a moment. You know, I follow sports a lot of times, and you know, sometimes people think all athletes are just jocks, you know, dummies. But some athletes are very articulate. I mean, I was watching a portion on one of the NBA basketball players yesterday, and the work that he's doing, it changed my whole perspective. Not that I looked at him a certain way. I just didn't pay any attention, but after seeing that, I thought, wow, this guy's off the chain. You know, you want to support people like that because the fact that they can't go really anywhere without somebody, you know, after them or after something from them, trying to trip them up, trying to snare them, whatever. But my point, let me go on. The form, language is also the form or style of a verbal expression and a system of signs, symbols, and rules for using them to carry information. So this is what language is. I'll say it again for those that may be writing. Language is the words, their pronunciation, and the methods of combining them, which is used and understood by a community. The form or style of verbal expression and a system of signs, symbols, and rules for using them to carry information. You know, different communities, even cultures, you may speak the same language, but articulate it differently. You know, there used to be, I don't know how often or how popular it may be now, but remember they used to talk about Ebonics and how you talk. You know, let me get a little closer. In the hood, we all familiar. You know, when you go into the hood, there can be a language that the young people speak. Well, there's languages they speak today that we from the generation before is like, what they talk about? You know, but it's a language understood. You know, when we travel to Trinidad, and I love Trinidad, but when we get around even some of our sons there and they start talking real fast, they're talking English, but they're talking a different kind of English. Sometimes when I'm talking to them on the phone, I got to press real hard against the phone. I say, well, talk a little bit slower now. Not some speak very articulately, but even communities you can sometimes identify. Now catch this. In our English language, when you listen to someone speak, oftentimes you can discern how much study has been put toward the language. Or how much, let's say, and I'm not being critical of anyone or any group, but the reality is, or let's say with math, if you gave me a test in math, you would know. I do not like math. I hated it in grade school, high school, dodged it. I can multiply, add, divide, subtract, a little geometry, but then... Leave me alone. You can tell. And then you can tell where I'm strong, too. You understand what I'm saying? But it's to what measure you've given yourself to learn it, to embrace it. And so it is with language. Yeah, I travel to Haiti often. And when I'm there, I pick up on certain words that are, you know, common. And I can speak a little bit of it. But I get away from it, and then I forget everything. Bonsoir, you know. Bonjour. Bene soit le nail, you know. I can still remember some of those things. You know what I'm talking about there. But, you know, you get me over there, you know he don't know no Creole. But follow me, because to the degree that you will study a language is to the degree that you can master it. And the more effective you become in your communication. Now, the reason we're talking this way is because we're talking about the heavenly language. Okay? So, there's a new kingdom dimension that's being released, even as I talk, that's being released into the earth realm. I think most people that are born again and walk with the Lord any length of time know that something is shifting in the earth. Amen. We know the king is coming soon. In relation to time, he's coming soon. But something has shifted. And so there are new, I'll call them apostolic kingdom dimensions that are being released upon the earth. Now, the vehicle by which these dimensions are carried is the vehicle of language. These new, fresh dimensions that are being released are carried by language. Now, language is able to expand, build, and enlarge the territories of the earth. Language. Both in the natural sense and in the spiritual sense. Language is able to expand, build, and enlarge territories. Language is used by God himself to unravel mysteries and to establish the kingdom of God. Language. God uses language to unravel mysteries and to establish his kingdom. All right? Now, there are three major languages. Interesting. The Old Covenant was written in the Hebrew Aramaic language, the language known as the language of expression, the Hebrew. The New Testament is written in the Greek, known as the language of explanation. Interesting how God has chosen English as a language of expansion. Now think about it. I've been a lot of places. We travel to Asia. We go to Africa. You know, we've been through Europe, you know, across this continent, Central America, a lot of places. Everywhere there's somebody that speaks English. Everywhere. And I say that not to boast about English, but the fact that English is the language today that God has used for expansion. It's kind of like the global language. It may not be for always, but, you know, everywhere, because of England and the colonization of so many nations in that English, when Columbus and all of those pilgrims and guys came here, the language wasn't English. There were Indians that spoke their own native tongue, but look at it now. The language of expansion. So if you travel, you know what I'm talking about too.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.